We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I want to thank the members of the media for being with us today. Tomorrow, when the Toronto Blue Jays play their first home game in Buffalo Salem Field of the 2020 Major League Baseball season, it will be a big sports day for Buffalo. A big day for the city of Buffalo, a big day for Bob and Mindy Rich, the longtime owners of the Buffalo Bisons and the Bisons organization, and a big day for the people of Buffalo and Western New York. And I want you to know that Salem Field is ready. The city of Buffalo is ready. Today we're going to talk about improvements that the city has made to Salem Field. Mike Butchkowski, the president of Bison Baseball, will talk about the upgrades that have been made to Salem Field to get the ballpark Major League ready. We also have the former president of Buffalo Bisons Baseball, John Dandies, who was kicked upstairs. He's now senior vice president at Rich Products, and certainly thank Mike and John for all that they have done for baseball in Buffalo. And Captain Jeff Rinaldo will be talking about the police public safety plan to keep our community safe, to keep the players that come into our community safe, and keep things running smoothly in the city of Buffalo. I can't say enough good things about Bob and Mindy Rich. They have owned the Buffalo Bisons since 1983. They are the longest ownership group in minor league baseball, and they have been incredible partners for the city. The city is very proud to own Salem Field, and we have worked hand in hand over the years with Bob and Mindy, the Buffalo Bisons organization, and Rich Products to make this a wonderful, family-friendly, affordable experience for the people of Buffalo and Western New York. During my tenure as mayor, the city has invested over $5 million in Salem Field. Most recently, new seats, protective netting to keep fans safe. And even though fans will not be in the ballpark this season and the AAA season has been canceled, the city went forward with the installation of the protective netting. A complete revamp of the freight elevators here at the ballpark to make operations here more efficient and much, much more. So we are very proud of this ballpark, very proud of our investments in Salem Field. Certainly these investments were made before we knew that the Blue Jays would be playing their home games here in Buffalo. And we will continue to invest in this family-friendly amenity that we have in the city of Buffalo. I want to thank the Blue Jays for selecting Buffalo. A lot of talk that they could have gone other places, but from the very beginning, this community rolled out the red carpet. As mayor, I rolled out the red carpet and sent a message to the Blue Jays organization and everyone that would listen that the Blue Jays were welcome to play here in the city of Buffalo. And I thank Governor Andrew Cuomo and Senator Chuck Schumer and County Executive Mark Poloncarz for joining me in rolling out the red carpet for the Buffalo Blue Jays organization to be right here in the city of Buffalo. Now, it is my pleasure to introduce Mike Buczkowski, the president of Buffalo Bisons Baseball, to talk about the upgrades that have been made to the stadium, including those upgrades that will be permanent for Salem Field.
Thank you, Mayor. It's an exciting day on the eve of a Major League Baseball game happening in Buffalo, New York, and I want to thank the mayor and the city and our entire community for everything that has gone in to transform Salem Field to be ready for the Blue Jays starting tomorrow. It'll be the first time in over 100 years that a Major League regular season baseball game will be played in the city of Buffalo. The past couple of weeks, we have spent a lot of time with the Blue Jays and Major League Baseball to be able to add so much to Salem Field to make it ready for not only Major League Baseball, but ready for Major League Baseball during the pandemic. There are many, many protocols that Major League Baseball has put into place in terms of player safety at the ballparks, and that includes all areas where the players are at during the day, whether that's the clubhouse, the training room, the weight rooms, the dugouts, the bullpens, the field. Everything has to be done in order to keep the players within safe distances so that they can continue to play. And with our friends at the Toronto Blue Jays, the amount of work and amount of resources that they have brought to Buffalo to ensure that that happens has been unbelievable. And I want to thank the Blue Jays. I want to thank Major League Baseball for all of their creativity and reimagining the space temporarily in many cases to be able to have Salem Field be the host of these games. Some of the permanent, though, of changes that the mayor mentioned that we will benefit from as we head into 2021, all of the field light bulbs were changed by the Blue Jays that increased the foot candle power. Those will remain in place. And just this past week, the entire infield and part of the outfield was, all of the grass was taken up. It was all resodded. Regraded, the drainage was refreshed so that that infield is brand new, and that will be something that we will definitely benefit from as we head in after the Blue Jays leave here. Most of the other changes that they have made are temporary. If you're familiar with where our batting cages used to be down by the Bisons clubhouse, that is now going to be where the Blue Jays locker room will be. And so the batting cages were moved temporarily to the main concourse. A brand new locker area was set up. The graphics and the amount of amenities that the Blue Jays thought about for these players is impressive. I said to people, if you closed your eyes and walked in and opened them, you might think you're at the Rogers Center. And that's the length that they have gone to make the players feel at home, to make Buffalo their home for the remainder of this season. And our hope and our dream is also for the postseason as well. Again, I just want to thank the mayor for his support, not only on this project, but through all of the years that he has supported Bison Baseball to help make it what it is, one of the great sports and family entertainment venues in all of Western New York. So thank you again.
Thank you very much, Mike Buczkowski. And as Mike said, the people of Buffalo and Western New York and the businesses in Buffalo and Western New York have been extremely supportive of the Toronto Blue Jays coming here to Buffalo and playing their home games here and having teams, baseball teams, Major League Baseball teams from all across the country come here. This happens at a time when we are battling a global pandemic. But even in this time of this global pandemic, there is incredible economic development work that is going on right around the ballpark. I want to just quickly tick off six major projects that are moving forward right now as Major League Baseball gets ready to start. The Car Sharing Main Street project, Seneca One Tower, 201 Ellicott Street, the redevelopment of the former Buffalo Police Headquarters, again by Douglas Development, who is developing, of course, Seneca One Tower, the Exchange Street Amtrak Station, and the conversion of the historic DL and W Terminal on the Buffalo waterfront. So a lot of positive things happening in this part of the city of Buffalo, but great things happening at this very difficult time all across the city of Buffalo. Now, with all major events, major activities in the city, there is a comprehensive public safety plan. Before I introduce Captain Jeff Rinaldo, who is Police Commissioner Byron Lockwood's Chief of Staff, to talk about the public safety plan, I just want to recognize that also standing with us is Public Works Commissioner Mike Finn, Parking Commissioner Kevin Helfer, and Economic Development Commissioner Brendan Mahaffey, all who have played some role in getting us to this day. And I want to thank them for their work, not only on this issue, but their work on so many issues across the city of Buffalo. Now, there will be a comprehensive public safety plan, and while our residents and businesses have been incredibly supportive of this, I want to let all residents and businesses in the city of Buffalo know that this will not cost our residents one penny of overtime for the services that the police department will be providing. Any extra costs will be picked up by the Toronto Blue Jays, and I want to thank the Blue Jays organization for doing that and making sure that for them to play baseball here in Buffalo does not come at any cost to the taxpayers of this community. Now it's my pleasure to introduce Captain Jeff Rinaldo.
Thank you, Mayor. As stated earlier, for the last 2 weeks, the Buffalo Police Department has been in communications with the Blue Jays organization, as well as the Toronto Police Department, talking to them about what their game day protocols look like, what the expectations are from a law enforcement standpoint, and what we can best do to help support the Blue Jays while they play here in the city of Buffalo. We've developed a comprehensive plan that involves temporary road closures for players coming and going from the stadium, as well as other specialized units that are utilized on game days to ensure everyone's safety. We ask that the public understands that there has been fencing and other screening that's went on around the stadium, so there will be no real place to view the game from outside of the stadium. The Blue Jays have went to extensive lengths to ensure that, as well as there will be no permitted tailgating in any of the surrounding lots. So we ask the citizens, the community, to be good hosts, to watch the games on TV, and help to ensure that the games go off without a hitch, and that the Blue Jays have a very nice welcome to our city, and the Bisons can also see that the stadium operation goes off without a hitch. Thank you.
The City of Buffalo has been in constant communication with the Buffalo Bisons organization for the last month. We're generally in constant communication because the city owns the ballpark and the Bisons are our management partners. But for the last month, we have been in communication every single day, some days, several times a day. We've been able to speak with representatives from Major League Baseball and certainly the Toronto Blue Jays. The protocols that are in place to protect the health and safety of the community and the players is extensive. We know that there is tremendous excitement about baseball, Major League Baseball being played here in Buffalo, but all of the precautions that are being taken are to protect the health and safety of this community and to make sure that there are no spikes in coronavirus in Buffalo, Erie County, and Western New York. And I want to thank the Buffalo Bisons, the Toronto Blue Jays, Major League Baseball, and the state and county health department for their work on that front. Now we will open up to any questions that the members of the media have for any of us. Chris? So, Mike, I'm going to ask you to stay at the podium and answer Chris's question and then Brian's question.
Yeah, I don't have the exact specific numbers, but the Blue Jays have relied on a lot of local companies to do some of the things you can even see from the outside, whether it was signage or whether it was helping to install some of those areas that I talked about. But there are a number of local companies that were involved. Well, I think most of the work will be done, or all of it should be done by tomorrow in terms of the setup. What adjustments we might make after we learn, after we play a game, certainly we will continue to evaluate that with our partners in Toronto.
Will a lot of those companies be brought back? Could you work when the season's over to basically turn it back into what it
was? Yes, no doubt. The plan would be that. Obviously, the areas that the Blue Jays are using, our hope is that fans will be back, right, in 2021. So some of the areas would not be able to remain in the state that they are. Yes. Correct. I think the Blue Jays, when they sent some of their groundskeeping staff here to evaluate the infield, just thought that it would be worth it for playing major league games to have the brand new infield in. Over time, when you're not playing on the field like we didn't, and the wind can cause some of the issues that for playability that they felt that they could improve by doing that. And that includes all of the infield, the foul territory around the infield, and then outside of the arc of the infield. That's where the tarp drains when you have the tarp down. And so I think a lot of that was done so that, not that we're going to get any rain while they're here, but if we do, it will help drain the field quicker. Sure, they've done work to it, but a lot of the same work we would do for a Triple-A game, the skin part of the whole infield, the mounds, the bullpen mounds. It's great to have them as a resource. Their groundskeepers are here. They know what their players like. You know, a lot of those adjustments that can be made within the rules are important for their players. And again, wanting to have the players make them feel truly like this is their home. I don't have the exact amount of what it will be, but it is a significant investment the Blue Jays are making.
Other questions, Mike?
So the road closure plan will be, for the most part, contained to the ballpark area, just to accommodate the large number of tour buses and amount of staff that has to come get into the stadium safely, and then same thing when they exit. We don't envision any other type of closures other than on game days, and again, it's mostly for the entrancing and the egress.
There's still going to be people who try to come up with creative ways possibly to watch a game. I know that there's all these barriers that people can't see it from the outside, but is there anything more that Buffalo Police is going to be doing to keep people away from the ballpark?
Well, again, as I said before, our goal is to ensure that the games can go off safely, that there's no risk to the community, and that we follow all of the protocols that every other city that's hosting Major League Baseball has in place. So the areas to which we can control, we're going to. Again, I can assure you that there is nowhere from outside of the stadium that you will catch a glimpse. All of the areas have been rescreened. In some areas, even double fencing put in to ensure that. So I would just ask people not to really waste time coming down hoping that the Bisons or the Blue Jays miss something, and really just enjoy watching the games on TV, maybe visit some of the local restaurants, and understand that this, again, is being done for the safety of the players and the community. We probably will, simply because we don't want to have people congregating. Again, while you're here, you would not see any of the players. You would not see any of the game itself. So in the past, where plaza parties and things of that nature have taken place, that's always been when venues have been open to the public. This venue is not, so therefore we would discourage those types of congregations occurring. No, just before and after. We're not looking to disrupt downtown businesses or residents more than absolutely has to be done.
There was a Major League game earlier this year that had it delayed because of a drone in the outfield. If you look way into the outfield here at Salem Field, you've got the Outer Harbor area where people are flying kites and possibly even flying drones too. What's Buffalo Police going to do to try to stop any sort of drone activity?
Sure. I can tell you that we have written a drone mitigation policy. It's one of the standards that Major League Baseball has for every city in which they play. We've done that in concert with the league office as well as the Toronto Police. I won't get into specifics of what that policy is, but understand that if that type of activity occurs, we will be addressing it.
There have been a lot of questions about games and being televised. I want to have Mike Buczkowski talk about the potential television schedule that people in Buffalo, Erie County, and Western New York might be able to catch.
So the best way to watch the games is to subscribe to MLB TV. There's a package that they have where you can see all of the Blue Jays games, with the exception when they play the two New York teams, the Yankees and the Mets, because Buffalo is considered to be both of those teams, we are in their territory. So when we play the Yankees and the Mets, though, you can watch locally on the YES Network and the SNY Network. So that's how you'll be able to see those games. But the game beginning tomorrow night can be viewed on MLB TV through the Major League Baseball package.
So tomorrow, the first Major League Baseball game in Buffalo in over 100 years, when the Toronto Blue Jays play their first home game at Salem Field in Buffalo. Just want to clarify that the investments that the city has made in the ballpark this year were previously scheduled and previously budgeted. So those investments have not been made because the Blue Jays are coming here to play their home games. Previously scheduled, previously budgeted, and we moved forward on schedule and completed those installations and repairs. Thank you all very much. Pardon me? I don't think there will be a traditional throwing out of the first pitch at Salem Field for the Toronto Blue Jays. I think they will be doing something remotely from Toronto.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.